Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, nor the smallest part of a letter, will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we heard from St. Paul from this same letter to the Corinthians. He said, "God is faithful and he will fulfill the promises he made to us in Christ." And then we hear these most consoling words today. He says, "Such confidence we have through Christ in God." My brothers and sisters, what's he saying? What a relief. You do not have to be confident in yourselves. Right? Your confidence should be in Christ. Right? We don't have to rely on our goodness or our strength or our efforts. No, it's our Lord's goodness and his strength and what he's accomplished for us. And this is one of the most difficult things in the spiritual life because we always turn back inwards. Right? We make this threat, "Okay, Lord, finally, I'm going to trust you." And then 3 days later, it's like, "Oh man, like, I'm so sorry, Lord, I couldn't do it. You know, I'm going to try harder." No! Put your confidence in my Son. Right? In him, you can do all things. My brothers and sisters, I was reading just this morning some private revelations from Our Lady, allegedly, that I believe to be true. And numerous theologians have read them and they find no error in them. And Our Lady said this, "Consecrate yourselves to me. With your yes, I can be your guide. And I will guide you to the highest spiritual perfection. My mission is to lead you to my Son. Trust in me." My brothers and sisters, in the Gospel of John, that is what John says to us. There are two bookends to the Gospel of John. There's the wedding feast at Cana, and there's Our Lady at the foot of the cross. And what is John revealing to us in his Gospel? At the wedding feast of Cana, Mary says, "Do whatever he tells you." Right, you turn to me and I'm going to lead you to have confidence in my Son. And then at the very end, and John, he had 80 years to write this Gospel. Right, he planned it exactly as it is. And at the end, at the foot of the cross, our Lord says to John, "Behold your mother." Right, turn to her because she's going to lead you more fully to me. I remember 5 years ago, kneeling right here on the vigil of New Year's. And I said to Our Lady on that night, I said, "Mary, I want my parishioners to become saints. How do I do that?" And the response that I received from her was, "Lead them to give themselves to me." And it was such a relief, like this huge burden, right? Gosh, I'm the pastor. I have to make everybody saints. She said, "You don't know what you're doing, right? Lead people to me and I'll take care of it." My brothers and sisters, it's her mission. She's a mom. What is the role of every mother? To nourish and develop their children to become all that they're called to be. And she's the greatest of mothers. I close with this. Words from St. Maximilian Kolbe. He said, "If only we could give over the leadership of ourselves to Our Lady, she would do everything. Despite so many frailties, she is not discouraged with us. Everyone should be desirous that Our Lady unreservedly capture our hearts to the fullest extent possible." My brothers and sisters, if we give ourselves to Our Lady, she's going to teach us how to put all our confidence in her Son.